You know, the response on our YouTube page to our Monday discussion about Kobe being 11th on the Bleacher Report all-time NBA list was very interesting to me, because we post videos all the time on our YouTube page. Some of them garner thousands of views, others garner hundreds. It just depends, I think, on the topic and what's got a little bit of topical virality. And this Bleacher Report list, and we've talked about it for 3 days on the program. Solana, I don't recall seeing that many comments other than when Messi first came to Inter Miami, and we were talking a lot about Messi, and these worldwide Messi fans were watching us and realizing we don't know anything about him or soccer, and just lambasting us. Thousands of comments, just to, which I took as a source of pride, but. Regardless, wait till the Uruguayans get a hold of La Maranza segment.
Don't start with me about that.
They lit Solana's ass up.
Well, imagine all the families of the suicide victims who are going to be heartbroken.
30,000.
Didn't say that.
But the responses to the Kobe argument were ferocious towards Solana. Mm-hmm. They were in Crowder's camp of, where'd you have Kobe, Crowder? Did you say three?
I got Kobe as three.
Three. Yeah. So MJ, LeBron, Kobe.
That's my list. For sure, you had him ahead of Magic and Shaq, because you said he's the greatest Laker of all time.
Yeah, greatest Laker
of all
time.
And Kareem. So yeah, you have him at three.
And you were getting lambasted because you said Kobe, what, is not even on the Mount Rushmore of Lakers?
No, I don't think he's a top three Laker of all time, but I don't think that that's a disrespectful comment, because I think he's either fourth or fifth behind three of the greatest legends, the most dominating legends the NBA has ever seen. So I don't view Kobe being 11 or behind Shaq or Kareem or Magic as a bad thing. I obviously,
and
Kobe,
you don't even have Jerry West up there, and a lot of people would have Jerry West up there. Yeah. So who do you have as your top three Lakers of all time?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal are my three greatest Lakers. And I do think it's a fair argument Crowder's making. Hey, Kobe won more titles without Shaq. Shaq only won one without Kobe.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Shaq over Kobe on that particular list. On that particular list, I got to go Kobe.
Here's why I do, though. Shaq is, in my opinion, and I'm not saying I'm right, I'm not the authority here, but in my opinion, nobody in their prime was a more dominant player at their position than Shaq for those 5 years from 98
I don't think that's right.
Kareem was a center.
Yeah.
And he dominated for a decade. Like, he had an unstoppable shot.
Kareem's longevity for sure trumps Shaquille O'Neal. I have him ahead of Shaq. I do. I have Kareem, then Magic for what he did for the game. Magic and Bird, what they did for the game prior to MJ, they put the NBA in a global stage that had never been.
Are you doing the Shaq position thing, because LeBron is positionless essentially? Like, Shaq, you can easily define as a big man, and it's harder to define MJ or LeBron.
No, I think MJ and LeBron are, LeBron's different, but like Michael Jordan was a two guard, could play three, could play the wing for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He was really a point guard,
you're saying exactly what I'm saying. It's harder to define their position.
No, because I it's not that Jordan didn't dominate. Jordan dominated. I'm talking about imposing your will. Nobody could stop Shaq for 3 years. Nobody in the NBA could stop Shaq for 3 years.
Who stopped MJ?
It's different. It's just different.
Because a big man. You're doing a big man thing there. I think that's why.
And then people want to bring up the Bad Boys, the Bad Boy Pistons, always when MJ conversation comes up.
Yeah, that was the only way to stop him, was to hammer him into the
hell out of him. But that's
pretty much. Treat him like a nail and you're the hammer.
Yeah. No, I mean, but nobody's taking, like, that's why I don't like the way that this gets talked about, because it's like, hey, I think Shaq is on a higher list or higher on a list than Kobe Bryant, but Kobe's right behind him. And it's like the YouTube comments are like, How dare you disrespect Kobe Bryant?
Well, because Kobe is a Laker. I'm not necessarily certain I identify Shaq as a Laker.
What is Shaq? Magic?
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Like just a great big man because he was on so many teams, but I watched him for so many seasons with Penny in Orlando.
Yeah.
And again, I get the success with the Lakers, but man, I just, if I'm identifying Lakers, Shaq's not up on the list.
Like, but he played four seasons. With Orlando. He played eight seasons with the Lakers.
I got you.
And those three NBA titles that he won, I think it's 99, 2000, 2001, or 2000, whatever. Those three NBA titles back to back to back that they won. Bro, Shaq was the best player in the NBA during
Not throwing any shade at Shaq. I'm just telling you, I identify like Lakers. If you ask me to, you know, Kareem, Kobe, Jerry West.
Yeah.
Magic.
Like, I'm just not getting to Shaq for a little while.
Yeah.
I may go James Worthy.
I'm on Donald Sterling's side of this Magic Johnson argument.
Oh, big bad Magic.
What has he done?
Kobe Bryant, though, has this fan base that think he's two behind Michael Jordan. They believe it.
There's a case for it.
There's not.
That guy was the epitome of what you wanted an athlete to be, who also had the skills. There are, you know, rough and tumble, I'll do anything to win it. Patrick Beverly, I'll do anything to win a game, but they don't have the skills. Kobe was one of the most skillful and knowledgeable basketball players in the history of the game.
Agreed. But anybody who believes that Kobe Bryant was a better basketball player than LeBron James isn't being a rational NBA fan. They're a Kobe fan, period. Yeah, End of story.
There are LeBron detractors.
Yeah, LeBron's number two all day. But you're starting a team, because this is what argument gets to. You're starting a team, Solana. Everyone at their prime. You're taking Shaq, a big man, over Kobe.
Well, you're starting
the best shooting guard in the history of the game.
You're starting a team, but you can only pick former Lakers. The draft is only former Lakers. You're telling me you're taking Shaq over Kobe?
What am I trying to accomplish here? Like starting a team,
just a winning team. I'm taking LeBron first, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm taking just LeBron Lakers. First. But I think I'm taking Kobe second.
You're taking
over Magic Johnson.
No, I'm taking Shaq.
You're taking Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm taking Kareem. I'm taking Shaq, or I'm taking Magic Johnson before I'm taking Kobe Bryant.
So yeah, you're just a Kobe hater.
Yeah. But I'm
you
not.
Just don't like Kobe.
I love Kobe.
Wow.
Like
how
that's
can
why
you?
That's why I'm so confused by this. Like
you hate Tua
and Kobe.
You hate Kobe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You hate Brad Marchand.
Yep.
Who else do you hate?
Aaron Ekblad.
You.
Aaron Ekblad. Me.